Film Institute has released a new tranche of early Irish film footage covering the period from the early 1920s when Ireland to when Ireland became a republic in 1949. Entitled The Early Irish Free State Collection, it provides a new insight into a sometimes turbulent time in Irish history. Let's listen to a news report now as Douglas Hyde is installed as the first President of Ireland in 1938.
The greatest day in the history of the Irish Free State, the celebration of another victory for Mr. de Valera. In the election, he has just won his first clear majority since he came into power 6 years ago, and today his nominee, Dr. Douglas Hyde, is being installed as first president. Dr. Hyde has been accepted by all parties to be in every sense a representative of the nation. So a Protestant becomes the leader of a mainly Roman Catholic country, an example of tolerance which is a model to many another nation.
Well, Cassandra O'Connell is here now, head of the IFI, the Irish Film Archive. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. What is the thinking behind putting all of this together?
Well, this collection is part two of a series that we have been doing since last year. The idea was for us to research, digitise, catalogue and then make available moving image that encapsulates that period of Irish history, which obviously is very important to us, but hadn't been held in Ireland up until last year.
So where are you finding it? Where are you collating it from?
This material comes from the British Film Institute and also from British Pathé. So because in the early part of the last century, Ireland didn't really have an Indigenous film production, the material that was depicting what was happening in the country and actually the material that would have been seen by Irish people in the cinemas as parts of newsreels was actually filmed by non-Irish production companies. So it had never been held here, and we felt that it was really important for it all to be gathered together, to be properly catalogued, because there were a lot of factual inaccuracies, and then to be made available for free to Irish people and indeed to people all around the world, because it's not a geo-blocked app, via the IFI player.
Okay, so you can download the app and have a look at all of this footage there.
For free.
What kind of period was this in Irish history? What are we looking at?
This period was when Ireland was starting to forge its identity. So it's the period after the treaty has been signed and we've had the War of Independence and the Easter Rising. So Ireland is really trying to figure out what its fledgling identity is. So the newsreels are very interesting because, as you could hear in that piece of footage, the clip that you played, they're depicting Ireland as quite a forward-thinking nation, and the idea that there is a Protestant president in a nationalistic country is quite interesting, because a lot of the newsreels prior to that had been very much about the Irish being kind of troublemakers and rebellious. It's a period where Ireland is really trying to figure out what it wants. So we're still very agricultural, and a lot of the newsreels deal with bygone ways of doing things, like making coracles and people on the Aran Islands, and quite traditional ways of life. But then there's a link to industry. So there's a push to show Ireland as an emerging industrial nation as well.
Okay. Remind us where we can see it, where we can find it.
You can see it by downloading the IFI Player app, and that's available for Android and iOS, or you can go to www.ifiplayer.ie.
Cassandra, thank you very much indeed for coming into the studio today.